happens all the time. You do something good over the weekend and no one gives you any credit, not even a thank you. Well, that stops right here. You're going to get that recognition right now.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
1-800-330-9999. What did you do this weekend that you didn't get any credit for? Raven, I didn't do it this weekend.
Okay.
I do it every single year. And I don't think my husband really appreciates what it takes to buy all the Christmas gifts every year.
You do all the holiday shopping whatsoever for both sides of the family.
Yeah. For everybody. And I was thinking about it because he was like, you know, he's always critical. He's like, oh, there's another six packages that just showed up at the door.
Right, right.
And he has it.
Did we really have to spend $60 for them?
What did you buy at Staples? Right. Like, he's always because it automatically shows up whenever I debit something from the card.
Well, it should be noted that he monitors everything that you're spending.
Right. And again, this
and
weekend,
your speed you drive.
I'm trying to shop local. I'm trying to support our local businesses.
Sure.
I'm out there. I'm doing the hustle. I'm wearing my mask. I'm doing my thing.
It's not easy this year.
No, it's not.
No.
And I get home, and he looked at me, and he's like, oh, yeah? That was a lot. You spent a lot of money today. And all I kept thinking was, how do you think this all just shows up magically on Christmas morning? Like, don't get me wrong. Santa does his work. He does his work for the kids.
Right.
But your brother, you think this bottle of Jack Daniels is going to pick up itself?
Just picked up itself. Right.
Never a thank you. Never.
Yeah, well, we'll give you some credit here. Why not? I'll thank you for him.
Hey, now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey, now.
It's a good bottle of whiskey?
Oh, whatever's on sale.
Oh, man. Less thanks comes with that, but it felt real when you said it. This weekend, I went into the store. It's not credit. It's not something that I did and nobody paid attention to, even though I was the one going out and picking up dinner for my wife and I after, it's the end of the night, too, where she knows I don't want to go anywhere. But anyways, I go to the grinder shop and I'm picking it up and they're new in town. Right. So there's a new shop in town and everybody's going there. So it's packed all the time. It's like chaos when you go in there. You don't know where to stand. You don't know how many people are allowed in the lobby or whatever. But the girl that is out front running the pickup orders, who has to be all of 16 or 17 years old, must have had 9 people calling out names to her and so forth while she's doing it. And she's doing it like a champ. Everybody got their orders in and out. I mean, I was truly amazed by her efforts. I was like, you know what? That was really, really, really good. Nobody else thanked her, though.
Well, you know what? We should give her some credit because she was taking her job really seriously and she did a great job.
They made sure that I had extra mayo and everything.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. On top of it, she's stopping everybody that comes in and making sure that they know where to stand for social distancing and wearing masks if they're not.
Nice.
I mean, she was really doing it.
Nice work to her.
She was really doing it. I think she's actually one of my neighbor's kids, but I couldn't recognize her with the mask on.
Right.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Happens all the time. You go above and beyond. You do something great and nobody even acknowledges it. Not even a thank you.
Yeah, every single day stuff like this comes up. Maybe you return the cart back to the grocery store area. Maybe you held the door for somebody. They didn't even give you a head nod. No thank you, no nothing.
Yeah, we're going to fix that. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Revan. What didn't you get credit for over the weekend?
So I've been working 15 weeks straight, 7 days a week. But I only work 7 hours, my normal 10 hours on Thanksgiving Day, renovating a house that we're moving into, and I got zero thanks, especially for my kids.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, everybody's waiting around going like, so when, Dad, finally are we going to get in there?
Yeah.
Right. Renovating the house that you're moving into is the unsung gift because nobody sees it until they're in there.
Yeah, we're going to give you that credit.
Thank you.
They're like, hurry up.
Right.
What's taking so long?
There's no job worse. I remember moving into this last house, moving the garage stuff into the garage or moving the attic stuff from one attic into the next. Because it's the stuff nobody wants to look at. Nobody cares about. Nobody even knows it exists. And when you're done, they're just like, all right, finally. Great. Great. Good.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
More than this weekend, my whole entire life. Over 37 years, I'm a dad. Everything I fix, I repair in the house, or I help somebody, I lend them money, and comes Christmas time, comes my birthday, they never buy me anything. And I heard on the other day on a TV show that the lady said she's going to buy a dog a sweater. And how I felt like, forget about it. I felt miserable.
Yeah. You don't even get a sweater?
Not like, even a dog sweater.
Like, nobody brings you any, no, not a dog sweater, a man sweater.
Well, but either one.
What I'm saying is nobody brings you even any socks or anything, like, practical?
Even,
nobody
even gets you nothing? Doesn't even give a kiss me on the cheek either.
Oh, my gosh.
Never, for 37 years.
What?
37 years, this guy never got a dog sweater or a kiss.
Dude, this is what you're going to do, all right? You're going to buy yourself whatever the hell you want this Christmas.
All right.
That's what you're going to do.
And you
That's-
know what? I look like the most, I look like a bum. Because I give them everything, and I don't even dress myself up nice. And then when I dress myself up nice, they say, what are you doing? Why are you buying a new shirt? What are you doing that for?
I'm going to buy you the nicest dog sweater I can find.
He doesn't want a dog sweater.
I give you my word. And my brother-in-law takes lots of money from me all the time and never pays me back.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Your brother-in-law is not getting any credit. But you know who's going to get credit?
Yeah, I'm giving this guy credit right here.
So much credit.
You know what? Give our producer the address. We're going to send you a shirt. It's not a sweater.
It's a dog sweater.
No, it's not a dog sweater.
All right.
I will appreciate a dog, anything you have, because... I'm totally ungrateful.
It.
They're ungrateful.
Here's the credit you deserve, man.
You are beautiful, no matter what they say.
Not even a kiss, Raven. Not even a dog sweater.
And the guy gets to like to get dressed up once in a while for the holidays or whatever to just celebrate the good feeling of man.
He doesn't even have
caring
anything.
For the other man, and they just say to him, where are you going?
Right. What did you do over the weekend that you didn't get credit for? Because we're going to give you that credit right now.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
1-800-330-9999. You let us know what you did that was great over the weekend and nobody even acknowledged or thank you for, and we're going to give you the credit due. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm in a Stop and Shop parking lot, right? I see a cart going 60 miles an hour towards a Cadillac. I take off like Superman. I run like at least 60, 70 yards. By the time I get to this cart, I'm like gassed. The woman just looks at me like, gives me like the silent nod. Her car, it would have been smashed. But she just barely gave me the nod, Raven. Like, thanks, but, you know, hey.
It's a valiant effort.
Right.
I mean, she should have tipped you.
Thank you.
Back in my day, my dad would have pulled out a Heffenrepper for that one. So my dad always had a six-pack of beer in the car. If somebody did a good deed or, like, he went and got a tire change or something, that guy got at least a beer. At least one beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I had a beer right now, sir, I would
amazing.
Give it to you.
I mean, I would have appreciated that.
Imagine if you're the cart guy, it's 10:02 in the morning, somebody hands you a Heffenrepper.
I would have been in my glory. I would have been so happy.
We're giving you the credit you deserve right now. The wind, Raven. He flew. He threw his body in
60,
between.
70 yards, man.
He just ran. He was like, this is not leaving a dent in that random lady's car. She didn't even say thank
it's
you.
It's all out. I came out the other day. There was a car pushed up against my car. I was infuriated.
Mm-hmm.
I was so mad.
He risked his life,
If
Raven.
I had seen somebody like do that for my vehicle, I would have given him one of my shoes or something if I had no cash on me. Let me give you something.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I was nice to somebody who's usually mean and nasty to me.
Were they mean and nasty to you again when you were nice to them? Because sometimes I'll be nice to somebody who's been mean to me, then they're mean again, then I'm mad at myself for being nice.
Well, they played the game. They played the game.
Okay. Well, they gave you back a little something-something then. We'll give you even more than that.
Yeah, we're going to give you some credit.
Okay.
She had to be fake nice. Fake nice is the worst nice because you have to smile even though you don't want to.
And you know when you've told yourself that you're going to be the bigger person, you've promised to put in a good effort, and then they just give you a nasty comment back again once again?
Yep.
And you're just I'm mad at myself at that point.
Like, why was I even nice in the first place?
Why did I try and be big? Why am I trying to be a better person? I should just be nasty all the time. Serves me better.
Yep. Hi, Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for over the weekend?
Well, it's a little unique, but my daughter
daughter and my granddaughter live with me, mm-hmm. and my daughter and granddaughter were involved in a car accident this weekend. I offered to take the driver. He was the victim in the sense that his car was hit. I offered to take him to work yesterday because I felt guilty because it was my daughter. I drove him to work and I didn't get any credit for doing that.
He didn't say thanks?
It was kind of expected.
All right, we'll give you some credit for that.
I'm not really sure I understand what happened
right.
here.
I don't know what happened. But it sounded to me like her daughter was definitely at fault for that accident.
And then she offered to get the guy that hit,
just
give him a ride to
give
work.
Give him your insurance card is what I'm guessing was the right thing to do. But you know what? Either way.
I think she adopted him because her daughter.
Maybe living there.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Hannah and Raven. If you go caroling at 10:45 at night, that's all I need to know about you.
Wow, that seems a little bit late. Oh. Were they doing that after they left the bar or restaurant?
I don't know. So here's what happened. Saturday morning, I wake up, normal.
Okay.
And my husband goes, I can't believe you didn't even wake up last night. I go, what are you talking about? He's like, they rang the doorbell, the dog went crazy, and you, like, slept through the whole thing. I go, what are you talking about? And he pulls up our Ring camera from, like, you know, the front thing.
Sure.
And there's the carolers. They showed
on
up
a
at
Friday
my door.
Night.
On a Friday night. They rang the doorbell at 10:45, and they went and they stood, like, in the street in front of my house.
Sure.
And they were just waiting for us to open the door. But I'm asleep.
Uh-huh.
It's Friday.
Right.
Like, we get up early.
The dog's going nuts.
Dog's
does Paul
crazy.
Even care enough to open the door?
Well, Paul and my older daughter
yeah.
were awake, and they were like, we're not going to go open the door. Like, they didn't know what to do.
No, it's your obligation to open the door, and then you have to stand there for at least a song or two.
Well, so here's the whole thing. Is like, I'm heartbroken about it because
yeah.
I have never in my life had carolers show up at my door.
Right.
This may be the only opportunity I've ever had.
Well, that's the thing. Is it's kind of like your Christmas card list, right? So here's the thing with Anna, if Anna sends you a Christmas card and you don't send one back, you will never receive a Christmas card ever again.
Right.
It's completely off the other thing. So if you came on a list and you're like, we're going to hit this street, we're going to hit these houses, we're going to carol this area. You go to that house, you ring the doorbell, nobody comes out. They're never coming back.
Right, but it's 10:45 at night. Who goes caroling at 10:45 at night? And then I'm watching them on the camera the next morning,
mm-hmm.
and they're all sad, and they kind of put their heads down,
yeah.
and they continue walking up the street. I go,
right.
But who's answering the door? But then I thought about it. I go, you know, it's kind of stressful when carolers show up because there's a lot of things that I don't know the protocol to. Like, if I get tired of listening to them, do I just close the door?
No.
You have to just stand there.
No, you have to stand there.
And how many songs
yeah.
do they sing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Playlist?
But I feel like you have to go in for at least two or three. And then if you go to close the door at that point, like, you've got to do, like, a wave and say, thank you so much, that kind of thing. But then you got to, like, wave and withdraw. You know, here's the thing. Your house could have been on the bubble, and they could have decided that, you know what? We're going to do that house before we quit tonight. We're going to do it. They're new people. This could be good, right? And then, no, you let them down.
Oh, I really hope they come back.
No, they're not.
But just come back at a reasonable time. Like 6 o'clock at night, that is the perfect time. For me. Do you tip them? Do you tip carolers? No,
I don't
right?
think so. Because, like, I mean, who knows? How do you know how big the group is going to be,
well,
right?
True.
So, I mean, what do you just throw hundreds of dollars at the, you know, the window?
Oh, yeah.
If you give them 10 bucks and there's 20 of them, they're not going to think very well of you.
I'm just going to get my Oreos. Just throw them a packet of Oreos.
I think
thanks,
you can
guys.
Offer, like, hot toddies or cider or something. But who has that
who
ready
has
to
that
go?
Ready?
Nobody
I don't know. Especially not at 10:45.
At night. No, you're right. I mean, maybe there should have been some sort of notice. They could have left like a Xerox thing in your mailbox and said, we're going to be in your area. I don't know.
It's all I need to know about you. You know, Raven, off the air, you just said the one thing that drives me crazy. And my husband does the same thing. And it's just, it's nonsense. That's what it is.
Well, I feel like there's at least a half a dozen things that I could suspect that you're talking about right now. So which one are we using?
It's Anna and Raven. That I don't want any presents for the holidays. How many times do you say that? Do you hear that?
Well, how many times do you mean it, I guess?
Well, I know, because there's actual study and research on it.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't ask anybody for presents around me because the truth is that as an adult guy, most of the stuff that I want is, it's too expensive to ask regular people. And if I left it to my wife to get it, she'd probably get me the wrong thing.
See, this is what I mean.
But why don't you just say exactly what you want? Why do people do this? They always say, I don't need anything. My father, my mother, my grandmother, you, Raven,
yeah.
My husband, everybody, no one needs anything.
Then buy me a Porsche.
I can't get you a Porsche.
Right. Buy me a video game arcade.
What?
See?
All right.
These are the things I actually want.
According to the survey, 12% of people say that someone who says they don't want a present actually mean it. Only 12%. That's 1 in 10 people. They say it, but they're the only ones that mean it. 9 people just say it, but they still want a gift.
I mean, if you say to somebody, you don't have to get me anything, that's not really the same thing as saying, I don't want a present. That's different. It's saying, I don't trust you to get me a good present.
What?
You're going to let me down. I'd rather not fake this smile and make it look like I actually love this present, something that's just going to live in a room in my house and it's never actually going to be used. That's what they're actually saying.
Over the weekend, I was doing all my holiday shopping, and it's so hard when you don't have direction. It's like you want to just throw up your hands in the air and just be like, I give up. And this is when it starts getting stressful, because there's only a couple weekends left. We only have 2 weekends left. And
right.
If you're like me, you're a weekend warrior. Like, that's when I get the stuff done. And that's not a lot of time to find out the perfect gift when you're telling me you want a Porsche, Raven.
You end up getting somebody, like I said, something that's garbage or going over the top usually. That's what happens, right? Compensate for the fact that I can't figure out what is the perfect thing. So I'm just going to get you this awesome item that any rightful person would want. Now I've made it even more awkward.
And 23% of people say that if they say they don't want a present and they actually don't get a present, they'd be very, very upset. Would you be very, very upset if I didn't get you a present after you've told me 100 times not to get you anything?
I brought you a very thoughtful, nice gift last year.
Uh-huh. Yep. Here we go.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And what did Anna Zapp get me?
What did I get you?
Nothing.
I didn't get you anything last year?
No, I think you gave me like a bottle of booze.
Yeah.
Just a thoughtless bottle of booze, something right. That could help shorten my lifespan. That's
See?
All.
And he says he's not keeping tabs. Uh-huh. Carly Sensenbrenner is a Reiki practitioner and teacher, and she knows how to cleanse things. It's Anna and Raven. So we were hoping that you could cleanse 2020 from us.
Oh, my gosh. It would be great. I've got to tell you, though, I'm not a big fan of laxatives. So can we work something else out?
Is there something magically we can do under your, I guess, realm spells?
Right. Wheelhouse of spells.
Yeah,
right.
That'll get us into 2021 on a positive note.
So I like to cleanse my home and my energy from all those negative thoughts that I have. I don't know if you've ever heard of sage or Palo Santo. Sage is pretty popular. And Palo Santo is a piece of wood, and they call it holy wood. And the Peruvian shamans use it to cleanse. And I like using Palo Santo because it's really like a nice, sweet, uplifting energy. And you could just go around all 4 corners of each room, go through the hallways, and just go through your entire home and put it all around your body. Open the windows, of course. And that always seems to lift my spirits. Sweetgrass is really nice, too, for uplifting energy and space.
So, full disclosure, you dropped off things for us here, and I'm looking at it right now. It's in a beautiful shell. Are these the 3 items that you're talking about here?
Yeah, so there's an abalone shell. And you can put the sage in the shell, and then you just burn that, go around, just move around all corners of the space in the studio. And then when you're done with that process, then you can move on to the sweetgrass.
Where do you find the shell and the grass that I have here and the stick? Smells good.
Pretty much, yeah, any local crystal shop. You can order it online as well, or an herbal store of any kind.
All right, so now when I had emailed with you to set this up, you had talked about dragon blood. I was very interested.
Where do we get some of that?
Yeah, so you could buy
dragon blood. I want some of that.
You could buy it on Amazon.
What?
Yeah, where do they get what dragons do they slay to get this blood, and what does it do?
Right,
you
can
said
I
that
drink
we didn't
it?
Need
what
it.
What do I do with it?
You said we didn't need it, but I was like, are you sure we don't need dragon blood?
I mean, I'll take 2.
Oh, my God.
Right? A shot of each.
They call it dragon's blood. It's actually a resin from a tree. It comes in like a rock form, and when you burn that, it turns to this red liquid. So that's why they call it dragon's blood, and that smells amazing. But that I only cleanse when there's a very heavy spirit.
That's like Excalibur weight, right? Like, that's when you go for the big guns. Anna, if things are wicked heavy, dragon's blood.
So let's do this. How do I... Wait, am I allowed to light things on fire right now in here?
We've had
problems. You
can't
open windows.
I mean, right. We've had problems before.
All right, so let's just walk through what we're supposed to do.
I think you could probably smudge a little bit.
To smudge, I just take this, the sage, and I take my magic shell,
and I walk around from corner to corner and I light the sage on fire and I kind of just go to each corner. That's what I do. Is there something I need to recite, like a magic spell?
Yeah, actually, good to just, before you even start the process, just set an intention or a prayer. And you could just pray for whatever source you go to for a belief system you can call on. And just kind of have a prayer that the space is clear of any negative energy.
Now, if I want to cleanse the entire year, so I can I go outside and just do this outside and make my intentions and do that outside? And will it kind of just fix the whole year?
Whatever you give energy to, it's going to expand its energy. So setting your intentions constantly for positive outcomes.
Okay, if you want to see us do this, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. We're going to cleanse 2020, so 2021 is better. Carly, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. If people want to learn more about you, where can they go?
You could go to tarolocawellness@gmail.com or Carly Sensenbrenner on Facebook. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for helping us cleanse 2020. So, Raven, when I was a rowdy teenager, my mom used to say things all the time to me like, she hoped one day my kids would give me the same anxiety that I gave her.
Oh, yeah. All of us heard that from our parents back in the day. Yeah. And, of course, the older we get, the more that you see that that's actually life. That is the circle of life.
Yeah. Wish granted, Ma. Thanks a lot.
Right.
Here we are. Santa and Raven. What's the grossest thing you've ever seen somebody do in a public bathroom? You want to know why I bring that up, Raven?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Because my 2-year-old Dakota lies face down in public bathrooms. I don't know why. I don't know what comes over her. I don't know what obsession it is. I don't know how she even realizes that we're in a public bathroom where there is literally no reason why you should lie face first down on it, like mouth down on a public bathroom floor.
That's gross.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe me, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, where... So let me explain how this all comes about. Okay. We go to the diner.
Okay.
Now, I go, and I know that she does this. But I have to keep her tight by my side. But I have to do my business because I'm in the bathroom.
Right. So of course. That's why you went in there.
That's why I went in there in the first place.
Right.
So I placed her in the corner. I said, Dakota, look at mommy. And I'm, you know, and I'm holding up like a Elmo and I'm trying to go to the bathroom as fast as I can. But she knows the second that I let go of her, she drops to the floor.
Right.
And she puts her cheek against, she wipes her cheek against the floor.
I can see in the photo it's a large stall, but I mean it's still a bathroom floor in a public place.
She does it every single time. And this time my older daughter, Hayden, who finds the entire thing hilarious because, you know, I'm shrieking. I'm like, oh my God!
Right, and she's already survived being that young, so she realizes that she wouldn't do that now at this age.
Yeah, so she's just taking pictures in the mirror because she thinks that no one will ever believe me that this is actually what her little sister does. I don't understand what her obsession is with it. Out of all the places to put your face, your beautiful little cheek, your mouth, your clean little 2-year-old mouth, you choose... A diner bathroom?
Yeah. I think it's probably a temperature thing. If I had to take a real guess, it's about tile being cooler, right? And little babies, they're running around. They're running hot.
Yeah.
The engine's running hot. So I think it's a temperature thing. I mean, that's what my dog does in front of the wood stove.
Mm.
Now, he doesn't do it in public bathrooms, but he would if I took him in there, I'm sure.
This woman came into the bathroom.
Oh, that's
and
the
she,
best.
And she
Get
saw.
Some witnesses.
And she says, she's like, oh, you know, that's disgusting. And I felt like saying to her, oh you think I want this?
Right.
You think I want this?
I allowed her to do this?
One time I tried to actually hold
Part of
her
my mothering?
While I went to the bathroom. I tried to, like, hold her on my lap.
It
while
sounds
I...
messy.
It's so difficult. Like, out of all the ridiculous things, the problems to have, what's the nastiest thing you ever saw in a public bathroom?
Well, it's always amusing when you walk in and somebody's taking a bird bath, right? When they're washing themselves up and you question whether or not they've been on, like, a 3-day bender, if they've gone home in the last 48 hours. My immediate thought when I see somebody basically taking a bath in a public bathroom is, where is your home, right? Mm. And what did you do to make your wife that angry? Because obviously I'm walking in the men's room. Clean up after yourself. If you're above the age of 12 years old, just recently I walked into our company bathroom here, and as I walk in, you know, it's motion lights, like any building now that you walk into, obviously, for energy efficiency. I walk in, and the lights turn on, and there's a guy in the stall. You should never, ever, ever be in a bathroom stall not moving long enough that the lights turn off.
That's
all right?
Weird.
Yeah. Just, I mean, what is happening in there that it happens? If you're on a throne long enough that your legs fall asleep or the lights turn off, like, that's an indicator that you should get your things moving along.
The only thing that would be nastier than that is if he lied down on the floor and pressed his cheek down on the public bathroom tile.
You know what I love? When they carry their coffee mug into the bathroom. I'm not talking about a cup that has like a cover on it or something like that. If you take your open mug, you know, world's greatest salesman or whatever it is, and put it on the urinal, that's terrible.
That's nasty.
Absolutely terrible.
Nastiest thing you've seen in a public bathroom. 1-800-330-9999. It's Ann on Raven. You can call or text. Somebody wrote on her Facebook page, a little dirt never hurt anyone. Be thankful she didn't put her mouth on the floor. No, she did put her mouth on the floor.
Right. I mean, if you're not there.
My two-year-old, Dakota, when they say terrible twos, like, oh, she is like nothing. She is like nothing I have ever experienced before. And her newest obsession is whenever we're in a public bathroom. I don't even know how she knows we're in a public bathroom.
Right.
She drops to the floor like spaghetti. She goes like lifeless. She
totally falls, limp.
And then she just cradles her face and her mouth against the floor. The public bathroom floor. It's, I scream.
It's pretty gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Yeah. I mean, in the photo, you can see it is. It's a sweet caress between the cheek and the tile there at this diner that you were at or wherever you were when your other daughter captured the photo.
Oh, this happened at Costco yesterday, too, in the Costco bathroom. This is at a diner, but this happens all the time.
I think you got to just stop letting her go to the bathroom, I guess. I don't know.
What am I supposed to do with her? She's with me. I can't leave her outside the bathroom. Right.
You have to stop going to the bathroom.
I do.
That's what has to happen.
I have to go before I leave the house and right? hold it. 1-800-330-9999. What's the nastiest thing you've seen in a public bathroom?
My oldest son now is like 35, but when he was about 8 or 9, we came back from someplace, a little museum, the submarine museum, and we stopped at McDonald's on the highway on 95, and he was hungry. So we got McDonald's food. And, of course, right after we got the food, he has to go to the bathroom. So I rolled up all the food in the paper bag, and we walked into the bathroom. I can't leave my little son in the bathroom without me watching him on the highway.
Right.
And while I'm in there, of course, he's got to go in the stall for like 20 minutes. I watched a man come in with his bag of food and set his food on top of the urinal.
Nice.
And proceed for about 15 minutes to eat all of his food and his French fries and everything from the top of the urinal while he stood at the urinal. I was scarred for life.
Ew. I mean, that is terrible.
That is so nasty.
Right.
And every time I go to McDonald's now, that's all I think about.
And what do you do with your French fries? French fries, half the joy is the salt after.
Right. Yeah, you can't lick it off.
Yeah, no, you can't lick it off, and you're getting it on things.
But nuggets,
let me just point that out.
I just want to say nuggets, not the worst thing to eat at the urinal.
What?
They're compact. They're kind of clean.
And you're dunking them right next to the... Oh, what if you miss?
I was trapped there. I couldn't leave, you know? There was no place I could go.
Right.
I got to watch my son.
No, yeah. You're right. You're
got to sit there and watch the guy.
Right. So I'm glad you made it out alive.
Have a wonderful day, you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what's the worst thing you've ever seen in a public bathroom?
I know a guy who dropped his cell phone in the porta potty, in the mess, in the tube, and he retrieved it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's a tough call. It's your phone.
I know. It is a tough call.
It's so nasty.
I mean, did he retrieve it with his hand, or did he, like, I mean, if there was like a grabber arm or something there right now and it's waterproof, I'm tempted. God. I think, like, I would grab
what
it.
What are you going to do with that? You can't put that to your face.
No, but it was him, all him, and he had no shame about it.
Oh, God. I would need, like, one of those gloves that a veterinarian uses to take, like, a horse or a cow's temperature when they're not feeling well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those shoulder-length gloves.
All the way up to your, like, your armpit.
Right.
I would have to amputate. Right.
I'm looking at my Christmas list right now, and it's giving me anxiety because I know there's only a couple weekends left, and I just want to hurry up and finish getting everybody on this list something.
So it's about the time that you have to spend, that you have to carve out to go ahead and get it done, or is it about the money you're spending, which is the bigger or?
Everything. Everything about Christmas shopping stresses me out.
Okay.
It's Anna and Raven. The way you holiday shop actually says a lot about you. If you stick to a budget, like you create a budget going into the season,
right.
You're considered responsible, and it's the right thing to do, quote unquote right. If you're an impulse shopper, that leads to regret. So that's the person that just buys things and then afterwards they're like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? I'm one of those people. I was thinking about it.
Do you really regret it though? Or do you just spend more and then you're told you're supposed to regret it, or you go too big, or is it misplaced or whatever? It leaves you feeling like you made a mistake.
I'll buy something. Actually, this just happened. I bought something for my mom, even though I was quote unquote done with shopping for her.
Yeah.
And now I keep thinking, but I didn't spend enough on my dad now because I overspend on my mom.
But they're married. Come on, they're grown-ups.
I know.
They shouldn't get caught up in the pettiness of something like that.
If you're a last-minute shopper, that means that you're adventurous. You're a gambler.
Yeah. Well, you're going to spend more, too, if you're gambling. That's usually the way it is.
And if you've been done for 3 months, that means you're a bargain hunter and you're probably frugal in nature.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Where do you fall, Raven?
Well, my wife is a big planner, and her and I actually, we have contentious, disagreements over this over the holidays all the time because I'm the person that just wants to get the surprise gift. She calls me the hero, that I want to be the hero with the hero gift or whatever. I just want the gift that you're totally surprised by and that you really are thrilled by. But, you know, in general, I probably spend too much because I like lots of boxes for people to open, like varied sizes and stuff like that. And I like to splash with family. So I spend too much. So
I think for me, when it comes to my own children, then, you know, whatever goes. So whatever I want to get, I'm going to get.
Right.
That's the end of it.
They're your kids.
Yeah, but I'm pretty strict about other people. Like, I
like
I will,
your husband.
Like, well, no. You know, like nieces and nephews. I set, like, a budget, and I'm pretty good sticking to it. But I try to be creative like you. Like, I want to give something special. I don't want to just give the sweatshirt, you know?
Size of family makes a difference, right? And time of year. And every year is different than others, too. But if you set a precedent sometimes with kids or other gifts, you know, you got to follow that forever.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your holiday shopping protocol?
Okay, when it comes to my immediate family, I don't really have rules, but I do keep a little notebook, jot down how much people spend on me and my kids, so I can make sure next year that I can spend the same on them.
Oh, you're Italian. That's
Yes, I am.
I've got one of those books myself. Every wedding I've ever gone to, every first communion, every birthday, I have a list of everything everybody gave me and everyone I gave them.
Told to start that list? Like, who instructed you to start that list, or was it just instinct?
My mom. Well,
I
watched my mom do it, so I did the same thing. Is that how it works for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, I watched my mom do it too, and I know her. I know for a fact my grandmother did it as well. It must be it's a tradition.
But I never did it for Christmas gifts. That's interesting. I always did it for other events, never for Christmas.
I've never done it or paid attention to it whatsoever.
Wait a minute. So when you go to a wedding, how much do you know? How much do you give to the people? You just take a guess what you feel like giving?
Yeah, I just give them how much I like them.
Wait, what? You don't know how much they gave you?
Well, none of them gave me something spectacular. If they did, I'd remember it.
Oh, that's wrong.
Oh, no. I'm on the high end. Trust me. I'm always giving more than they probably deserve. Except for you. I'll give you all you deserve and then some.
Thank you, Raven. The way you do your holiday shopping actually says a lot about you. It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What's your holiday shopping protocol? Says if you stick to a budget, you're responsible. If you're an impulse shopper, probably leads to regret. If you're a last-minute shopper, you're a gambler and adventurous. And if you've been done for 3 months, then you're a bargain hunter and probably pretty frugal.
You know, I like the spontaneity of it all. I like the chaos. I like the rush of running in and tackling a grandmother to make sure that I get the toy that my niece or nephew needs. I love all that part of it. So I guess I'm a little bit of a gambler.
Did you say you love tackling grandmothers?
I'm just saying if she gets in my way, all right, I've got a mission and there's nothing that's going to get in between me and what I need.
When it comes to my kids, it's different. Like whatever I think that they want, I'll do everything I can in my power to do the best I can for them. You know, that me and Santa, we work together. But when it comes to everybody else, I'm pretty good at sticking to a budget. What do you do? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So it used to be that I just bought the presents that I thought my daughters would really love. Last year, my 15-year-old told me that she looked up how much each of her gifts cost and how much all of her sister's gifts cost. And I spent an extra $100 on her 13-year-old sister. So now it's like balancing a checkbook to make sure that they're the same and nobody gets upset.
I do that too, but I always do that. I always check to make sure I'm spending the same amount on like the kids.
But what's the figure? Like how close can it be? Like does it have to be to the dollar, $10, $20 acceptable? Because it never lines up perfectly.
I think there's like a $20, $30, $40, maybe $50 bumper, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, $100 is too much in that household, obviously.
I guess so. When you have teenagers, it's different. I have a toddler and a tween. I don't think they realize it yet. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your holiday spending protocol?
I do this thing where I buy my three kids and my husband four gifts each. It's called the four gift rule. So it's something they want, something they need, something they'll wear, and something they'll read.
This is a thing. I've seen this in
something
a few different
read?
Places. Yeah, a place, it's like a book.
Listen,
something
if
read.
I get four wishes, if I've rubbed the genie lamp, a mm-hmm. book is not going to be one of them, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. I mean, come on. The read one seems like, okay, wait a minute. Who made that choice?
Yeah, I guess if you're only getting four.
If you're getting four, right. There ought to be a committee that you can appeal to and say, no.
Maybe it's like a game with directions on the back that they have to read. Sometimes okay. I go outside the line.
All right. I do like that. Good.
I do like the idea of like saying to your family, you each get four gifts. It takes a lot of stress off.
A bar of gold.
Yeah. A winning lottery ticket.
Right,
I get it.
Right.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. What's your spending protocol on holiday gifts?
So I set aside $100 a month all year so that at the end of the year I have $1,200 to spend in total. Then I just hit the mall or this year the internet mm-hmm. and just start shopping. I don't like divide it amongst my family. So just I buy things I think people will like. And when I hit $1,200, I'm done, even if I haven't bought everybody everything.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Man, you hate to be number 13 or 14 on the list.
No. That's so weird. Like, imagine that you find the perfect gift for your cousin, and it's $700. Now everybody else in the family is not getting basically anything because you spent all the money there.
Man. Yeah, that's a hard rule. I respect your dedication, but that's hard.
I do like the idea of putting $100 aside every month, though. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, it's called saving. It's not revolutionary.
I don't know how to do that.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Tom and Riley. Riley, what's going on?
My boyfriend, he wants to put location services on my phone so he can track me. And I just think that is crazy. It's so controlling, so weird. It's just like another way for government to keep tabs on me. And like I could get targeted for marketing stuff.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's too much.
Tom, all right. There's a couple questions I have here.
I mean, like six.
Right. Tom, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to enable her location services?
I heard a story of a guy getting saved by his Apple Watch because he had location services turned on it. Mm. He got lost, like in that movie, 127 Days. You know, his son just found him by pinging his Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
I was like, well, that's you know, safe.
In the movie.
Right. So the,
super cool.
The movie where he had to cut his arm off in the middle of the desert and was considering eating it. Right. Well, you're right. I mean, avoiding that would be a good idea. Riley, you don't want to not eat your arm off, your arm off with a Leatherman?
And I'm telling you, there is nothing stopping the government or marketing from following you. So, you know, if they want to follow you, they'll follow you. They don't need your location services to do that.
Riley, in all seriousness, I have no problem with this. I have it on mine. I encourage my husband to check on me because I always say if I'm kidnapped, I want to be able to be found.
You
I want
you
to
know
where
right
I am.
Right.
Where did I go? Where was my last like location?
Well, you don't want to waste time too either. You want if you've been kidnapped, you want him to know right away.
Yes.
That she's out of her area.
Yeah, exactly.
My wife and I have our location systems turned on too. Same thing. And I do check in on hers quite a bit. And I would imagine she checks in on mine too. Not to find out, like, you know, whether or not they're telling me the truth, but to just kind of check their progress throughout the day at times, you know. I don't know.
That just really cramps my style. I feel like I need room to roam without being hovered.
Okay. And Tom, a quick question. If you want her to enable hers so that you can track her, does that reciprocate? Would you also do the same on your phone?
Of course. I don't have anything to hide. I don't have anything to hide from the government or her. So.
Right.
I mean, by the way, if the government wants to see you, he is right. I mean, whether your locator's on or not, somebody somewhere is tracking your phone at all times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's just technically factual.
What we can do is ask our audience, and they may agree with you, Riley. If you're uncomfortable with it and you don't want to be tracked, then that's your decision. But they may see Tom's side, too. Like, what's the big deal? All it is an added safety precaution. Why would you not want that? Mm. Riley is upset because her boyfriend, Tom, wants to turn on location services on her phone because he wants to be able to track her if, God forbid, she goes missing.
She thinks it's an invasion of privacy. He says it's just the fact that I'm looking out for you.
Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999.
I'm on her side. The reason is, I think if she's uncomfortable being tracked, then she should not have that on. Also, I think that if she is an emergency, if she has a cell phone, they can track it anyways. Like, if in an emergency, he could always go to the police department and have her tracked regardless.
Very reassuring for when you're dead at the bottom of a cliff.
Oh, right. Stop.
Very
right.
Reassuring.
Well, right.
Thank you for
right.
the call.
Yeah, thank you.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I just feel it's controlling, and something gives me like that feeling that she needs to get out and get away.
I am shocked by how many people agree with that caller on the text line. It's all lit up for her to run. Am I the only person? If I go missing, somebody track my phone.
No, we'll just leave you out there. Just leave you out there because we don't want to cramp your style.
Right, exactly.
We don't want to get in the middle of your business.
Russia knows everything. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the guy's side. So my husband has my location and my girlfriend. We check up on each other all the time to make sure that we're safe. You never know what happens.
See, I think the way you think, but I can't believe how many people don't.
I didn't know that I was supposed to hit up my wife's girlfriends on top of it, though. But right. I'll make that list. I mean, she's got a lot of them.
I know.
I'll start watching everybody. You're right.
Yeah, but ultimately, they don't agree with us.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Riley, our audience agreed with you. If you're just uncomfortable, then you have every right to be uncomfortable. You don't have to do it just because he asked you to do it.
Oh, well, great. What do you think, Tom?
I mean, I agree. I want you to be comfortable with it. I don't want to do anything that you don't feel comfortable with, but it makes me feel comfortable just, you know, knowing that you're safe. And I'm not trying to watch over you or be like this big brother on you.
You know who is going to use it?
Big brother?
Russia.
Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Putin is so curious where I am all the time.
Oh, I'm sure. So. All the time.
But you know what? Who doesn't want him following you? He looks so good with his shirt off, riding a horse or talking to a tiger, wrestling bears. I mean, he kind of does it all.
You got a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
My name's John.
John, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Yes, please, Raven, leave the room.
Sure, good luck, John.
All right, John, we got $400 on the line today. Here's how it works. Raven's walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, and I'll ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But you beat him, that cash is all yours. You ready?
I am ready.
Number one, a Lord of the Rings prequel series is coming to Amazon's streaming service. Sam, Frodo, and Gollum were halflings, otherwise known as what?
Hobbit.
Number two, the House of Representatives passed a bill that would ban most big cat ownership. This bill was discussed in what Netflix series that went viral at the start of the pandemic?
The Tiger King.
Number three, Chadwick Boseman was honored with Hero for the Ages Award last night at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. Who hosted the Best of Awards show?
Hosted the award show. Time. Robert Downey Jr.
Okay. Number four, Roald Dahl's family apologized for the late author's anti-Semitism. Dahl wrote some of the most famous children's books of all time, including Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and this story about a young girl that loves to read and has terrible parents. What book was that?
Matilda.
And number five, Jason Bateman hosted SNL for the first time in 15 years this weekend. What Netflix series does he currently star?
Ozark.
Nice job, John. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
John did great. He got 4 out of 5.
Well, that's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Yeah, you might have him, I think. All right, number one, a Lord of the Rings prequel series is coming to Amazon's streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, Frodo, and Gollum were halflings, otherwise known as what?
They're hobbits.
Yes. Number two, the House of Representatives passed a bill that would ban most big cat ownership. This bill was discussed in what Netflix series that went viral at the start of the pandemic?
I never watched it, but I'm going to say Tiger King.
I don't know how you never watched it. I will never understand how you didn't watch it.
I can't endorse things like that.
All right. Number three, Chadwick Boseman was honored with Hero for the Ages Award last night at the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Who hosted the Best of Awards show?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes.
And Johnny from Cobra Kai got Hero to Zero or Zero to Hero.
Okay.
I love that.
Number four, Roald Dahl's family apologized for the late author's anti-Semitism. Dahl wrote some of the most famous children's books of all times, including Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and this story about a young girl that loves to read and has terrible parents. What book is that?
That's Matilda, isn't it?
Yes. I didn't think you'd know that one.
Well, this is the only time that I read really was when I was young.
Good.
And the rest is horror now.
Number five, Jason Bateman hosts a Saturday Night Live for the first time in 15 years this weekend.
Right.
What Netflix series does he currently star?
Ozark. Come on.
I'm sorry, John. He beat you at 5-4 this morning. It does get you your own Ann and Raven t-shirt.
All right. Sounds good. My name is John, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, John. You did great. Try again. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info.
Enjoy that shirt. Newly redesigned. Very chic.